Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy. Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? Find us at Awe Island on Facebook and Twitter. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep. And you can help by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. So thank you for helping us spread the word. If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. You feel connected and loved. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Imagine you are relaxing on soft sand. The grains sparkle in the sunshine. Cup your hand and scoop up some sand. Feel the warmth in your hand. Let your fingers open. The smooth sand flows between them. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the warm sand. You take a deep dragon breath in and out. And drag your fingers through the soft sand. Loving energy flows up through your fingers, warming your hands. You smile as you see the lines and feel the spark of creativity and imagination. Your arms and legs soften, warmed by the sand. Loving energy from the earth gently flows into them. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine drawing a tiny circle and then continuing to draw a circle after circle, spinning out from the first one. You have created a soothing swirl in the soft, warm sand. the earth empowers you with more loving energy. It gently flows into your back and tummy, and you relax even more. Another idea dances into your mind. Enjoy the sensation of warm, gentle energy flowing up through your neck and into your head as you admire the swirl in the sand. Loving energy flows through your body. Enjoy the sensation as your neck and shoulders loosen. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. The sand embraces you with a loving hug. Feel the earth's loving energy flow into your heart. You place your hands on your chest. Your heart is happy and warm. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You feel safe and inspired as you trace your heart in the silky, smooth sand. Warmth, love, and contentment flow through your body. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You are full of love and draw a curve in the sand. As you finish your design, you notice that it looks like a sideways 8 or an infinity sign. You continue to trace the infinity symbol as you take another deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy feeling warmth, love, and strength as you trace the symbol. You are connecting with the universe. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly, in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the universe, thankful for the peace and creativity it provides. The universe will share your love. Your entire body is calm. Loving energy continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften even more, completely relaxed. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Digging Up Fun. Smooth sand surrounded Scotty, the little yellow sand scoop, as the sun began to climb up into the sky. Though it was still a bit dark, he could hardly wait for the children to arrive. While Scotty eagerly watched for the children, he noticed something green and red moving along the edge of the forest. Sunlight revealed the green and red to be a playful dragon. The dragon skipped towards the little yellow sand scoop, eager to play, before the park became crowded with people. The dragon looked at Scotty with a smile. The little sand scoop said, "Hi, want to play?" As he waved his bucket, the gentle dragon smiled broadly and sat down next to Scotty's seat. A little unsure how the sand scoop worked, the dragon tried moving the levers. With one lever, the little sand scoop extended his bucket and dipped it into the sand. With the other lever, the dragon lifted the bucket up and turned. Then, as the dragon tipped the bucket, all the sand flowed back down. The dragon smiled, and so did Scotty Scoop. They played and played. Suddenly, the dragon's ears stood straight up, listening intently. The little yellow scoop could hear giggling in the distance. Scotty felt excited. The children were coming. He was sure that the kids would love to meet the dragon. Before he could say anything, the dragon quickly disappeared into the forest. Oh well, the scoop thought. Maybe the dragon would stay and play another time. The children reached the sandbox, and a little boy hopped onto Scotty's seat. He immediately started to move the levers, scooping and dumping the sand. He turned the seat so that Scotty's bucket dipped into the sand on one side, and then turned to dump the sand on the other. Back and forth, Scotty swiveled. Then the boy stopped and asked the others, "Does the scoop look different today? I think it may have some magic in it." A little girl said, "Don't be silly. Besides, it's my turn." The little boy said, "Okay, take your turn. I still think there's some magic in the sand scoop today." The girl rolled her eyes at her brother and sat down on Scotty's seat. She quickly moved Scotty from side to side, digging in the sand. Then she began to spin the bucket around in a circle. Faster and faster she went. Scotty started to feel a little bit sick and hoped the girl would stop soon. The little boy said, "Stop! I think the scoop is going to be sick." The little girl did stop, looked at her brother and said, "The scoop can't get sick." "Well, look," the boy said. "The scoop looks green." "I thought it was green," the little girl said. "No, it's yellow." "You better stop spinning," the boy replied. Scotty looked over at his arm, and sure enough, he had turned green. While he rested, the scoop took a deep breath in and out. He felt a little better. With another deep breath in and out, Scotty's color returned back to yellow. With one more deep breath in and out, Scotty felt ready to play again. The girl looked at her brother and said, "I think you're right. There is some magic in the scoop today." And with that, she gave her brother another turn at playing. Both children played gently with Scotty, making sure his color looked right for the rest of their time at the park. The little scoop enjoyed the rest of his day as he moved the sand around the sandbox, one bucket at a time. Colors washed across the sky as the sun set, and Scotty yawned. The kids slowly left the park for their homes. Soon, the playground was as quiet as it had been in the morning. Sand surrounded Scotty in large piles. The little sand scoop thought of all he had to be grateful for. Scotty was happy to spend some time with the dragon in the morning. He was thankful to play with the kids. The little scoop was happy that the little boy had noticed he was feeling a bit sick of spinning and had asked his sister to stop. Scotty squeezed himself tight, wishing everyone at the park happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, the little scoop relaxed and let his bucket settle into the sand. Scotty took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little sand scoop drifted off to sleep, wondering about the magic the little boy had mentioned. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.